This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As we get closer to yet another weekend, what is a summer so different than any other that we've experienced, we look at the numbers again of the coronavirus in the U.S. as we do each and every show. 167, it's kind of hovering around that number as far as deaths are concerned. Out of confirmed, it's 5.26 million. Now, worldwide, 749,000 people have died. If you look at confirmed cases, 20.6 million. The number that I think is always so, so important, 12.8 million have recovered. And, of course, recovering means different things to different people. Some still really feeling the effects of a disease, a virus that could have taken their life, and others bouncing back in a different way, still with questions where they can't smell and are having trouble as far as moving, that kind of thing, taking deeper breaths and whatnot. This is the thing about COVID-19. When somebody gets it, it takes a different kind of toll on every single individual, and it, of course, also depends on if you have any underlying condition. So we start with a couple of things, and I'm going to call this a smattering of what is going on in the United States. What's the buzz in your backyard, and what's the buzz in my backyard? Because there is this commonality, of course, among all of us, and I think the obvious commonality, which is one of the reasons I start with it, is the fact that we're all fighting COVID and COVID-19 and in this country and other countries, etc., and it's affecting us in different ways. I'll tell you what, Georgia, sweet Georgia, a state that I spent so much time in 2019 and rather enjoyed speaking and taking the show all over the place, not just Atlanta. Thousands of new COVID-19 cases have been reported. The health department says 2,600 new cases happened on Thursday, or were reported statewide. There were over 228,000 cases, and deaths, it's shot up to 83 new deaths, so that state is up over 4,500. And we know the U.S., of course, is the most affected country by the pandemic, with the cases and the amount of deaths, the numbers that I give you from Johns Hopkins University, and the CDC director warning Americans to follow recommended coronavirus measures or risk the worst fall in U.S. public history. So that doom and gloom of, ooh, it could be the second wave, or it could be that we get walloped even harder, or it could be that we're just seeing that this is such an impossible thing to shake and get everyone on board. Whatever the scenarios you want to blame, it looks like that's coming true. I mean, here we are in August, and before you know it, we'll be at the end of August and swing into September. And I said that, you know, you look at the recovery number, and that was so important to me, but that everybody's affected different. But I think some of the presence of symptoms after the recovery is pretty disturbing, because of the unknowns of it. The unknowns of being tired and weak and sluggish and short of breath, and when does that all go away? The lawsuits in this country have, of course, ratcheted up too, and in different directions. In Los Angeles, for example, you've got a megachurch suing California over the restrictions. The megachurch remained open despite state guidelines ordering indoor worship services closed. They're saying, no, what we believe, it's unfair what's happening with these restrictions. So it was filed in Los Angeles Superior Court on behalf of Pastor John McCarthy and Grace Community Church, and they named the California Governor Gavin Newsom and the Attorney General and the Los Angeles Mayor, among others, in the suit. This is one of those to follow to see if legally they get any traction on this. The church, by the way, facing a fine of $1,000 a day for violating the health orders, and they continue to do that while this lawsuit is out there, festering. And there are many other lawsuits as well, and many other people who are laying claim to the way the virus is being handled and restrictions as to what's happening to them, whether it's something related to the health or more likely related to the economic health of what they do for a living. You know, speaking of fining, Connecticut fining $3,000, and I know there's people that are listening to us in Connecticut, for violating the coronavirus travel advisory. So they're saying, we did this. There was a pair of people who failed to comply with the new travel advisory. So the governor announced that they were both hit with those fines. They didn't fill out public health forms when they flew back weeks ago from Louisiana and Florida, two states that have higher numbers of daily confirmed cases. One of the people was fined an additional $1,000 after his coworker informed officials he was refusing to self-quarantine for 14 days because he didn't want to do it under the restrictions that were imposed. Good for Connecticut for following through and then announcing, this is what we said, we meant it, we're not just saying it and waiting to see what happens. Remember when you were 16 and you wanted that fake driver's license? You figured it was harmless, right? There was somebody who could alter the license or hand you one that looks so real. My friends got me one that looks so real. But I guess advances in technology have made counterfeiting more difficult, but they keep finding a way to stay in business. So federal customs officers seized 1,500 shipments from overseas containing fraudulent documents. They had 19,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's licenses. Let me say that again. 19,000 bogus driver's licenses found at O'Hare Airport through the end of June. They found them. They started collecting them. And the shipments came from Hong Kong and the mainland, China. And that's what the U.S. Customs is saying. I mean, there can be disastrous consequences with driver's license. And what can that, you know, what does that lead to with whatever the illegal activities are? But most of the fake IDs were for college-age students, so that's pretty interesting. They had the same photo but different names. One really scary thing is there was a barcode on the fake Michigan licenses, and it actually worked. What? Yeah. So imagine identity theft, which means that people's identities were ripped off, so somebody was working overtime to make that happen. All right, coming up on the flip side and coming up this hour on the show, your thoughts as we're heading toward the mailbag. Remember, you can always flip me one, an email that is, at Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Argo Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Lots of mail, as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Overflowing from sea to shining sea. All right, this one from Jake, listening to us in Austin. Kate, wow, I was supposed to be in Australia. It made me sad. I was listening to some of the Australians that you've had on lately who are pretty funny and have had some interesting books that I've actually looked up. And while you've gone down under, I was supposed to actually be there, but because of the travel restrictions, I couldn't. It just is so sad, and I wonder when we'll be able to really travel again. Well, yeah, there's countries that are saying, no, we're seeing what's happening in the United States, and don't come here, no thank you. Because the idea is, in all seriousness, is, of course, is to keep the people safe wherever we're talking about. And in Australia, it's been good and then it's been bad, and it depends on, you know, what city that we're talking about. Just like in the United States, you know, it's a smaller country, but same problems, and having people come in and potentially bring COVID with them is just a no-go. It's a non-starter. So the answer to that question of when can that happen, I don't know. We were supposed to go to Ireland. We were supposed to celebrate my nephew graduating high school, and my whole family was going. It was exciting. We got everybody on board. You know what that's like, right? Where everybody has to figure out when we're flying in, where he's staying, where are we going. We had nailed it shut, and then COVID-19 became the surprise of 2020 and shut that down. So I feel you. And there were people that saved and scrimped and had trips of a lifetime that were put on hold, but we have to move through what we have to move through at this point. All right, this one is from Bo, who says, "Kate, I listened to the show. I think I've emailed you before. I can't remember, although I'm certain it's been a while. I look at some of the things that are happening when it comes to voter fraud, and it's just sickening to me. I don't care. Democrats blaming Republicans saying it's not true. It has to stop. People who can vote should have the ability to vote, and we should do everything in our power as Americans, no matter what we believe, to have as many that we can exercise their right to do that. Yeah, and I think you're referring to, because of course there's been a lot talked about lately about it, but the president's reelection campaign and the Republican Party have until Friday to provide evidence of mail-in voting fraud in Pennsylvania. A judge there decided it's time for the Republicans to back up their claims of potential massive mail-in voter fraud in the battleground state, which is pretty big when you look at Pennsylvania. So the president's fight against the mail-in voting, with the November election pretty close, you had the Trump campaign and the RNC suing 67 counties in Pennsylvania over the state's absentee ballot drop-off sites in June. So this is what we're watching to see what happens there. The Democratic Party joined the Sierra Club, interviewed in the case to ask for evidence that might support the campaign's allegations. You know, when we look at their Americans have been voting by mail since the Civil War, and state Democrats wrote the court to condemn the lawsuit as an attempt to spark fear over unproven and unfounded claims of massive mail-in voter fraud. So the whole mail-in voter fraud, what's going to happen there, all of that is a big, big tug of war. The president doesn't want to see that happen. The Democrats are saying it's ridiculous. And I say, I want the right to vote for anyone to be have for them to have the possibility to do that. As I've talked about before, I've been in other places where I watched in horror as ballot boxes were being stuffed and men with very big guns were blocking anyone who was trying to get a closer look at that, but it was clearly happening, and it made me realize what so many what we take for granted, so many other people have to really find a way and die for that right often to be able to express themselves, to be able to pick who they want to pick. All right, how about Tom? Tom, listening in Portland, says, Kate, I've listened to you describe Portland, and it is hellish and a nightmare. There is no question about that. And so much of that stems from initially the clash with the feds and the people who were marching, and what I still think are those that are trying, for whatever their agenda is, to make it difficult for Portland to turn back to normalcy. But believe me, we will try with all our might, and it will happen despite those who like to see the chaos and zero in on it. Well, well said, my man. I can't say it much better than that. Great city, tired of the daily grind of being put out there for disturbing things that have happened, whether it was a couple of weeks ago in the courthouse trying to overtake it. But the frustrations bubbled over, and then there was the question of, well, what is this nefarious element that seems to be trying to get their way? And are they plants? Are they people that are taking advantage? I think there's a mixture. There's a mixture, for sure. In the middle of COVID-19, as Patricia says, Kate, you were talking about Derecho the other night, and I'll tell you what, this storm is so bad. I live in Iowa, and there are thousands of acres of crops completely devastated and power off for such a long time. So the hurricane force winds were somewhere up to 100 plus, destroyed at least, from what I'm told, one third of the state's entire crop. 10 million acres flattened. 10 million acres flattened. Well, that'll change everything overnight. Of course, the first thing is the toll on human life, and so everyone's fine. You look at that, but then you look at the crops and how viable a certain farmer area is. Once that happens, that's a more than a gut kick. It's probably about rebuilding at this point. I can't imagine it's not, is what I'm thinking, right? All right, let's look at something totally different. How about something totally different? And I get those. I get those emails. This one from Maureen. And Maureen says that one of the things I've noticed, Kate, is people seem so friendly and want to have more of a conversation with you when they see you, because I think there's a lot of isolation going on for people who are not commuting to work and instead are commuting to a screen. Do you feel like there is some sort of a Zoom or other pandemic crisis that's going on? I think so, absolutely. Coming up later, next week, we have some psychologists coming on with us, and it is. It's wearing people out. And some people are working even more hours, by the way, at home. It's funny because, you know, there was always that whole thing about, well, you can't work from home because there's that tendency to not pay attention to what you're doing because you have so many distractions and to not work as hard. But I think baloney. I think what's happened instead is people are working too much. And there isn't a, you know, there's a saturation point. They're at the break point. And I think that's what it is more than anything else. All right, quickly, I'm going to throw this one in because we've talked about this. This is kind of fun. Carl says, the Pentagon is forming a new task force to investigate UFOs that have been observed militarily. Have you seen that, and does it surprise you? They have this task force? No, it doesn't surprise me they have a task force. And they're, you know, there's more details, I guess, that are going to be unveiled about it in the upcoming weeks. But what is it that the Pentagon calls unidentified aerial phenomena? What are they that were led by U.S. Navy, the Navy, as a bunch of documented encounters involved their aircraft? Now, to me, if there's documented encounters, then I want to hear what those documented encounters are about. How about that? Hey, thanks to everybody who emailed us. You can, too, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, Ingrid Pride joins us, and she joins us from Australia, and she talks about bullying, the dark side of nursing. But it's beyond nursing, and she says that, and wait till you hear what happened to her, her story about having to trust but leaving her family because of what was happening to her on the job. Meet you on the flip side.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With talks on emergency coronavirus aid having stalled out, both sides are playing the blame game rather than make serious moves to try to break their stalemate. Official Washington is emptying. National politics is now consuming the airwaves, and the chasm between the warring sides appears to be too great for right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pressed the case for funding the U.S. Postal Service, rental assistance, food aid, and rapid testing for the virus, blasting Republicans for not caring and declaring flatly that people will die if the delay delay grinds into September. At the White House, President Trump suggested the main holdup is the amount of money Democrats want for cash-strapped states and cities, which he dismissed as bailouts. It's a view shared by a number of top Republicans, and the fact that the Democrats are not budging on their demands. This is USA Radio News. Portland State University said it will disarm all of its campus police force more than 2 years after officers from the department shot and killed a black man who was trying to break up a fight close to campus. The announcement came as Oregon's largest city approaches 80 consecutive nights of protests following the death of George Floyd. Portland State President Stephen Percy said the decision to have officers patrol the campus unarmed is the first step in a broader policy to reimagine safety in the heart of Portland. The university has over 30,000 students, although many commute to class. The largest rural airline in Alaska has now declared bankruptcy and laid off more than 1,000 workers, but wants to award over $250,000 in bonus money to its chief executive and other employee. Anchorage-based Raven Air Group filed the request in Delaware bankruptcy court, arguing the bonuses are justified because of long hours and hard work that went into selling the company's assets after it shut down during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
About our next guest, because honestly, she has an important message, an important story, something that happened to her that she would like to see changed in the world. I've seen it with my own family, with my cousin who's a nurse. Ingrid Pride has written a book called The Dark Side of Nursing, and boy, is there a dark side, and it's not just in nursing. And what she went through, she got, as she described to me off the air, a raw deal, what she went through. And think of the schooling and what you have to do. And of course, the nursing profession being one that we need, the caring profession for children, for adults, for so many people. And there's so many different kinds of nurses. So Ingrid, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
You and I, when we talked, I asked you the question, why did you tell your story? Why did you write the book?
I basically wrote the book for therapeutic reasons for myself. Initially, when I went through the experience of bullying over 3 years, I felt I had to do something for me to feel that the situation would heal through writing a book, and hence the book evolved. So basically to treat myself. Of course, the nature of the book evolved as I continued to write, but my initial reason for writing the book was to treat myself from the dismay, the demoralized feeling I had, and the feeling of worthlessness as well, I must say.
Tell the listeners a little bit about your story. Why did they make you feel worthless?
Because I was roughly micromanaged. My job was changed. I was given a higher workload, which I was totally unable to do over 2 days, which I worked roughly for 2 days in for that organization. And I was micromanaged. I was then moved to another position, which was a more reduced position, a position not as challenging as the one I had. And finally, I was told that I was not going to be paid a wage. So my salary was cut off, and I was basically forced to resign. And this was from a public institution where you would expect to get fair working situations or fair working practice.
And so that happens to you, and then you have children, and you have a family, and you leave. You're pretty much forced to leave almost. And what happens then?
Well, I had to reevaluate what would I do. I was quite devastated, disillusioned with the healthcare system, especially the public healthcare system, because here in Australia it has more pull or more strength than the private healthcare system. So I was very disillusioned because I had worked for over 30 years within the public health system. I was disillusioned, and I thought, I'm going to go overseas and work. And that was, I needed to work. I also needed to prove to myself that I can do this. I had the qualifications, I had extensive experience, and that was my next move overseas and work. And fortunately, I got a charge nurse position, and I moved overseas for 18 months, only to find that the same situation existed in another country.
And then you dive into this, and we're speaking to Ingrid Pride. Again, the book is called The Dark Side of Nursing. You can pick it up on Amazon. Great, great book. I think that can really change some of the things that are horrific that are happening to people in so many professions. So you dig into this, you do the research, and as you said, because it's a cathartic thing for you, and what did you find out?
Well, I found out to my surprise, that, and I only delved into it after my experience overseas. I said, well, let's see what's happening around the world. And to my surprise, bullying within the healthcare system, and especially within nurses, among nurses, is existing all over the world. And in countries like the UK, in the US, in Europe, there are marked, remarkable incidents of bullying practices. So that was my research, and I looked at the litigation. How does the law help nurses who are being bullied? And even that revealed to me that was not much being done for nurses who are being bullied. There was not enough, legal issues there, or the legal system was not there to support nurses.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
That they can combat bullying, right? They can really combat it. We need to be aware of our inner soul. Right. They need to be aware of who we are. We need to appreciate who we are. I need to appreciate who I am. I need to not allow somebody speak to me or treat me or treat them in a way that is not correct. And especially in the workplace where it can happen, there has to be a code of ethics and a code of conduct by which we treat each other, especially nurses. And like I said before, we care for patients. You know, as nurses, let's care for each other. Let's care for each other and think about how each one is feeling when we are brash or rude or discriminate against workloads.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Ingrid, and carrying on that conversation even a little further, you gave us some hints there. What would you say somebody listening to this is being bullied, so it's too late? I mean, they're already in the situation. What would you tell them to do?
Look, if they already haven't done something, the idea is to go to your manager, go to somebody whom you can trust. Develop a network of people around you. Sometimes the bully is seen the most popular person, and so she has more allies, and you are isolated. But go to the manager and explain and try to start a process. Document everything that happens as well. Very important, as soon as you see an issue beginning to occur and there are red lights flashing, start documenting dates and times. Go to your manager and with all your documentation. But also the literature says, and I got to a situation where I was attempting to finish off my life. Don't let it get to that stage. You know, the literature says if it's not fixed, leave the job and move. Because I think the situation should not hinder you from living your life. Should not have hindered me from wanting to live my life. Should not hinder anybody to having a life that is not worthwhile in the home, because we all have a life after work and we need to make sure that that is existent. And no human being should treat another the way it happens sometimes in the workplace.
Ah, yes, so, so true. And Ingrid Pride's book is called The Dark Side of Nursing. So we want to tell everybody your story now. I get to see you, and this is radio, and you're smiling, and you look lovely. And so now life is better, huh?
It is. It is. I discovered, and I'm quick to identify bullying situations. And even as a lecturer now, and course coordinator, I identify them and try to intervene, and intervene in from a managerial perspective to say, to be diplomatic. Of course, you can't fall down like a ton of bricks on people or perpetrators, right? You want to kind of smoothly make people aware of good practices. Of good practices, interrelational practices, that is code of, that formulates a code of ethics and a code of conduct. And that is so important to be aware of in the workplace, because I don't think that exists as much anymore, because we think we live in a free world and we can treat each other the way we want to.
Oh, and what a difference, too, if people treated each other with that respect that you've talked about. And I think your book is so, so powerful. And congratulations for telling that and getting that out there. And there's so many people that you probably have helped and that you will be able to help. So, Ingrid Pride, thank you for coming on the show. The Dark Side of Nursing is the book. And thanks for telling your story.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you. Yeah, my hope is that the book will get into colleges and to universities and teach budding nurses or budding professionals, that it will stop. As I said to you before, that through my research, I discovered that bullies were not born. And it is a learned behavior, and it is nurtured. And so my feeling was that as it evolved, I felt that if this book was used as a text within a college or a university, it will help people become aware of their behaviors or resolving situations that they might be confronted with in the workplace. Especially nurses.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Angela Lamb joins us on the show, and she's the director of the Westside Mount Sinai Dermatology Faculty Practice and Chief Technology Officer of the Dermatology Department. You see her on NBC's The Today Show. Dr. Lamb has been quoted in Glamour, HuffPost, USA Today, and so many other publications and popular websites. Dr. Lamb is discussing the Skin Wellness Summit, a groundbreaking live, free, beauty, virtual event she's going to be part of. That started on Thursday, and it's going to be going on Friday and Saturday as well. So the 13th through the 15th. Dr. Lamb, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And I have a question. So, you know, I started thinking about this. What if you don't wear makeup? What if you're not somebody who is in the TV business or just somebody who's not wearing a lot of makeup, et cetera? But I started to think about, like I said, that today that everybody has some sort of you know, routine or skin problems or something that they're working out. Hopefully they have that routine. Anyway, what would you say are the most important things to do?
Well, I would say a proper skincare routine would be first sunscreen. The main reason why I'm here is to talk about this fantastic skin wellness summit that's sponsored by both Aveeno and Neutrogena. And both of those brands make some amazing products that you could use as your foundation. So sunscreen is first. Then after the sunscreen, you really want to do a great moisturizer. And don't forget to wash your face at night. That is one of the most important things.
How do we protect ourselves in the summer months especially?
The most important way you can protect your skin and, to your point, your scalp, your ears, all of those commonly neglected areas, is to wear a hat and also put on the sunscreen. The sunscreen really needs to go on about 15 minutes prior to going outside, and you have to reapply it every about, I'd say, 80 to 90 minutes.
Boy, anti-aging is big for so many people that I know. What are some of the routines or regimens that we can do as far as anti-aging, Dr. Lamb?
The main anti-aging regimens I would suggest would be to use products with retinols. You know, Neutrogena makes some great retinol-based products that are good for anti-aging. Retinols really help prevent wrinkles, brown spots, and they also turn skin cells over faster, so you get that glow. Also, I can't emphasize this enough, sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. So that's your biggest prevention.
And then, you know, I think about like my husband, so guys and their skincare, and he's a facial hair kind of guy. So what do you do for that?
The key for facial grooming really is to be gentle. A lot of times when you're getting ingrown hairs or irritation, you want to go stronger. But we want to focus on gentle products. So good moisturizers, which both Aveeno and Neutrogena make, hyaluronic acid-based moisturizers. The Neutrogena Hydro Boost line is amazing for that because it doesn't clog pores. So if you're prone to bumps, it's great. And then also just keeping a nice, clean razor, making sure it's not getting dull. That's very important.
And then finally, Dr. Lamb, where can we go for more information? I mentioned the summit, so where can we go for more information?
The audience can go for more information to amazon.com/skinwellness for this amazing 3-day event that will take place August 13th through 15th.
All right, so, you know, you look at the what's happened, what we're dealing with in this crisis, in the pandemic, and I think now more than ever, seriously, when we look at health and wellness, and you look at the health of your skin, the sleep, et cetera, and so much of what Dr. Lamb said is more important now than ever, whatever the routines are. I started to look at that because I was out of my routine. Whatever the normal routine was, it went flying out of the window like most of you. And it's easy to get off track, right? It's easy to not take care of yourself because there's so many other things that are happening in the world around us that knock us off that game since we've changed whatever we used to do. And we may never get back to whatever that normal was. It's whatever the new normal is. I sort of hate that expression, but it's true. And that's why there are these jokes about COVID-19, because people aren't going to gyms, or some are, but some aren't, and depending on the area, and things that they normally would have done for movement and things that also help the skin aren't happening because they've been knocked around, let's say, from what would be normal. That's the bottom line. And so I think there's some really great advice in what Dr. Lamb said there. All right, a couple of quick headers before we hit the tail end of the hour. And the headlines start with stocks dipping after really flirting with some record highs again. So Thursday, after the S&P 500 briefly crossed above its record high before the coronavirus pandemic battered the global economy in the spring, right? So the S&P, which is what our broadest measure of the U.S. stocks and index used as a benchmark for index funds, dipped 0.2%, putting it within 0.4% of its February 19th all-time high. And most stocks in the S&P 500 across Wall Street were weaker on Thursday. And part of that was energy producers and financial stocks had some of the sharpest losses But, you know, Apple, boy, Apple will take a beating, and it just keeps coming back up 1.8%, and a lot of other big tech stocks helped offset the declines and made what could have been worse even tougher to weather. You know, it's that rebounding, or the constant rebounding, and that's the market. It's like a rubber band. It snaps in a lot of different directions, and so many of us are focused on what's the recovery look like and how long is that going to take, and states are starting to reopen, and some economists were saying it could grow 15 to 20%, but then of course there was the rollbacks again, and trying to figure out the ultimate question of the giddy up and how long that takes. And the answer to that question, of course, is, you know, we don't know. I think it's about taking one day at a time and just focusing on the day and grateful, what you're grateful for and what's good around you, family, etc., and just focusing on that. Otherwise, you drive yourself crazy doing those mental jumping jacks of figuring out the overall economy and the licking that we're taking, your local economy and what that looks like. I mean, I know a lot of people are out there trying to support restaurants and getting pickup, and I know I'm one of those that is trying to weave that in when I can, because I know that there are people that really need those jobs, and people have been let go because of, you know, 6 months into the pandemic and things not bouncing back as quickly as some had hoped anyway. And then finally, this one last story that will brighten, I think, you know, what ails you. So, in an effort to try to get people to go to the movies, AMC is offering 15-cent tickets on the first day of reopening. 15 cents! The largest movie chain in the country, in the United States. August 20th is when they reopen. Retro ticket prices, what they're saying. AMC owns the chain that expects to open its doors with more than 100 cinemas. So that would be about a sixth of the nationwide locations. And they're doing throwback pricing for that day. They've reopened in international countries, but shuttered in the U.S. since March. Movies in 2020. I love this. This was so brilliant because you know that people did exactly what I talk about. They reimagined, they rebooted, and just sat and thought about what can we do that's unique or different that could possibly get us some attention and have people come back. But movies in 2020 at 1920 prices. Oof. 15 cents in 1920. And there were a couple of false starts where it looked like, oh, okay, movie going is going to resume. That's going to happen. And there are other chains that are reopening too. So think about that. On the 20th, 15 cents for a ticket. That's incredible, right? Good promotion. We'll see if it attracts enough people. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can always hit us up 24/7 at Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. Also, high fives to Alex for his incredible work on the technicals of this show. And to Mo Flam, a big shout out as well. Keep it real, people.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.